Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You stepped out and jumped into that winter water pool. I pretty much fell in love right then. Never had a doubt again. We're still holding hands in the end, surrounded by kin. And if they ask me when, I pretty much fell in love right then.
Michael Vaughn, my man over there getting it done, dude. Little Lucas Nelson. I love it. Welcome back. Hour number two, Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. An incredible selection, the very best in Clemson stuff. You come into Clemson next week. Nothing going on this week. Well, you know, I got the concert downtown tonight. You got the spring break thing going on. Part of that is going to be going to downtown Tiger Sports Shop, College Avenue. Go to the Tiger Boulevard Tiger Sports Shop or do some pre-shopping. I have a – matter of fact, Mike, I went informal today. Sweatpants, Tiger Sports Shop, and hoodie, Tiger Sports Shop. Love it. Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. 50 years, everything you're looking for. Some great specials, some great deals going on. Savings going on over there right now. Take advantage of it. Tiger Sports and tigersports.com. All right, hour two, we talked all NCAA tournament in hour one. We talked a little bit of Clemson baseball, a little bit a little bit of Lizard Man in there as well. Didn't know that guy was coming. But good stuff. Let me get Hal, 654 Roar. Hal, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Every time I try to find tickets for all in ball, something bizarre happens and that starts to get frustrating. And they say in order to get all in tickets, you have to have a code number or something. And I try every code number and that don't seem to work, you know.
I don't know how that stuff works, man. That's technology. I don't know about that. Speaking of technology, Hal, you do your brackets? You got a bracket going?
For basketball?
Yeah, tournament. Bracket stuff. You entered into any bracket stuff?
I didn't think much about it. But anyway, Bob Costas, I compare him to – he was Hugh Downs of his time, you know, because Hugh Downs back east hosted – game show called Concentration while hosting the Today Show. And Bob Costas, I remember he had a show that came on after late night with David Letterman, you know? It was called
Later. I forgot about that. He did. He did a late night deal in there. It's hard, though. Some of these guys are just great at it. You would think he'd be great at it. From what I remember, it wasn't a great show. And that late at night. Am I wrong, Hal, though? Aren't people staying up? I mean, aren't people going to bed earlier? Like, I don't think people watch late night TV like they used to. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Well, VCRs were the thing at the time. I had a phase detector.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he had some entertainers and rock stars on there. He had a 3-part interview with Paul McCartney. He had a 2-part interview with of course, David Letterman.
Maybe I'm wrong about how. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't. Mike, you stay up and watch, like, we used to watch Johnny Carson show.
I don't stay up anymore. I used to, but yeah. I don't anymore.
I don't think anybody stays up anymore. Like,
and you can see it the next day on YouTube if you want to go back and watch it. You know, if you can catch it later.
Yeah. Now remember this: how Houses did the HBO special. He's worked for all the major networks. He's worked for TNT and CNN and HBO and NBC, and he's worked for everybody. Major League Baseball Network. He's worked for everybody. But he's done everything, too. So, you know, he's done a good job, I feel like. But now he's been a little controversial as of late. I'm pretty sure he's bringing up Bob Costas this morning. But Bob Costas with the late-night TV show I forgot about. I don't know what the ratings are. When I was a kid, like, you had to watch Johnny Carson's show. And then, like, David Letterman's show. Like, you had to stay up and watch that. I don't think people stay up that late anymore. I think we're going to bed earlier now. I wonder why that's the case. You think we're just worn out for the day now? What time do you go to bed, Mike? Not on these nights you got to be in here. What time do you go to bed?
I hit it last night at 11.
Oh, long gone.
It was too late. But usually, I mean, you know, back when I was hitting it every Friday morning, yeah. I would I'd usually try to be in bed by 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the old days, it seemed like we stayed up later.
I agree. I think we did back in our youthful days, Mickey. Is that what you're
talking
about?
I'm saying the society, though. I'm saying, like, even the younger people, they're going to bed earlier. Not just as old folk. But, like, when my mom and dad were my age, they stayed up and watched Johnny Carson. Or, well, I don't know, when they're my age, Johnny Carson wasn't on anymore. They watched David Letterman, you know? Like, no, I don't. Do you know anybody who stays up and watches the late night TV shows now?
I don't.
After your local, after your evening news. I imagine your evening news is nowhere near the 11 o'clock news. That's nowhere near Raiders High as it used to be.
You know what used to happen when we were kids, Mickey? Late night TV would sign off with the
National Anthem.
National Anthem.
And then the color bars.
Yeah.
Beep.
I mean, you had no choice. You're not going to sit there and watch static.
No. And then I remember 24 hours was the first time. I was like, what? 654 Roar. Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Hey, Delvin, thanks for being patient with me, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Oh, I do got to make a question with Mike. We talk about our brackets. I did have VCU being UNC, so.
I did too. Let me ask you this quickly on that one, Delvin. Is Hubert Davis done? After the game last night, his press conference didn't look good. There's some Tar Heel fans about it. He might be done.
My question is this, Tar Heel fans, who are you going to get? You can't go get Wes Miller after he got fired at Cincinnati.
Let me give you a rumor here. All right. And again, now this is he's been out a while. Let me see how long he's been out. Jay Wright. I heard Jay Wright yesterday for North Carolina.
Jay Wright.
He's 60. He's only 64.
Jay Wright is doing retirement.
Maybe. He hadn't coached since 2022. So he's been out a minute. I would tell people, we call Jay Wright Pawpaw if he took over North Carolina, because we're doing that in baseball now. From an area. Would he be Pawpaw in his first time back? I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting, but I do think he's in a hot seat there. But who you going to get? Like, you can't get Jay Wright. Who you going to get? That's the question.
Look at UNC coaching tree. They've been in the coaching tree forever now. You know? They've stayed in that USC family thing. Like, it's important to be family for UNC basketball.
Sometimes you got to go out to family.
Yeah.
Work better.
Yeah. Never go against the family.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta go out to family. Yeah, and I tell you, Mickey, we got them a job yesterday though.
Who's that?
Jerry McNamara, Syracuse, his old alma mater.
Yeah, he's gonna. It looks like he's gonna get the job. And if you heard it after the game, Shire said he outcoached me. Siena had every chance in the world to win that basketball game, and couldn't.
I didn't know until I heard it. I think you said somebody said. They play all their starters. They had McNamara substitutable one time. They play all their starters.
Yes. If you looked at the box score, and I didn't realize it during the thing, 40 minutes is what all them added to 40 minutes. Christian Jones came off the bench but didn't play a full minute. The other five guys played 40 minutes, basically. Everybody, there was no substitutions throughout the game. Now, it ended up costing them because they ran out of gas. But he didn't trust his bench, obviously. That's the shortest bench you could ever have.
Yeah, but what happened to Georgia yesterday, man?
Georgia, I didn't see the end of
it. It says Sam cost you that?
Yes.
You should babysit your kids. Bro.
I know. Sam talked me out of this thing. I had St. Louis. Now, someone sent in a text that said, in case you didn't see it, they stopped playing. Like, they were up 90-something to 50-something, and they just stopped. I mean, I got to look at what he meant by that, but St. Louis blows out Georgia. That's a bad look. Like, I'll be honest with you. For Georgia, it almost, because you lose in the first round of the SEC tournament again, and because you can't win an NCAA tournament again, like for Mike White, it's not dire because he's going 2 years in a row, but it does take away.
It does look bad on here because Todd Golden won the SEC championship with Florida, a team you couldn't do it.
And a national championship.
You won the NCAA championship. Yeah, and a national. I know what I meant to say, a national championship. Yeah. What a school you couldn't do it with.
Yeah.
It does make it look bad.
Yeah.
And Sam, I don't know if he's coming in at 9 o'clock. You should talk to him. You got to babysit your kids. You got to babysit the kids for a week.
I'll ask him. My son, yeah. Drake, would love that. My son is a huge Sam fan. Sure. Matter of fact, I was calling yeah. Sam Jones. He goes, Dad, why do we got him Sam Jones? His name's Sam. Just call him Sam.
Yeah, it was crazy yesterday, all them games, since it was a close game.
I mean, look, it could have been historic because Duke could have very easily lost. Michigan was losing at halftime. And Michigan wasn't going to lose to Howard. They blew them away in the second half.
Yeah.
But the North Carolina thing, that was the story of the day.
North Carolina, I got an idea. North Carolina, Duke got to stay away from Greenville, man. Because it seems like they struggled in Greenville. Last time Duke was here, they lost in Greenville.
To South Carolina?
They stay away from Greenville.
Remember that? The Gamecocks did. Right.
Yeah, they got to stay away from Greenville.
Yeah. Exactly.
They need to get Coach K say, because, you know, Coach K say, don't put us in Greenville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Coach K, he'll take care of that. They'll do that. All right, man.
But it was, we thought yesterday was crazy. I wonder what's going to happen today.
We'll see some close games and we'll see some blowouts today because the bigger games, the bigger spreads, we have more of those. In other words, we'll get more 20 and 30 point spreads today. But we will see some close ones.
Duke was a 28.
That's true.
We saw that.
Very good point. Good stuff, Delvin. Always appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of staying up late, 1272 says, I used to sneak out of bed and watch Midnight Special. You remember that?
I do.
With Wolfman Jack.
Yes, that's right.
How did Wolfman Jack make it? I think he was a radio guy. And now we've talked about Lizard Man and now Wolfman. Wolfman Jack was, he was a radio guy, and then he got this television thing. He was a big-time DJ, and then he got his television show, Midnight Special. Man, that brings back some memories. Did you ever think, Mike, you had Wolfman Jack comment on the show today?
Didn't think that, and I got on the personal text line from a local educator, Mickey, as we were talking about staying up late. He said, unfortunately, a lot of the kids that he teaches stay up late. Gaming.
No.
Playing some Minecraft.
No.
Playing all kind of fun stuff. People, and he said,
they still play that Fortnite game? That's the most boring game ever.
Oh, yeah. Rocket League, man. You got to play some Rocket League.
I have no idea what that is.
And but he said he'll see some groggy folks rolling in the mornings after staying up all night gaming.
JQ gets in and says, wait, I had St. Louis, but Sam made me change it too. Yeah, Sam, I got to hold him responsible. I had it. He sold me. He said Georgia is so much more athletic than St. Louis that Georgia would destroy them. And as it turned out, I got to get on him because that game, that was among the biggest blowouts last night. Let's think about it for a second. Let me see. That's 25 points. What was the largest margin yesterday?
That was the biggest. I mean,
Nebraska beat Troy by 29. Illinois beat Penn by 35. And Houston beat Idaho by 31.
But those were all supposed to be wins. Those were all
favorites. The biggest shock margin-wise was the 9 beating the 8 by 35 last night. By 25 last night.
Yes.
35, 87, 87, 97. Yeah, 25. My math's running out of fingers over here. Did you go to Greenville last night? How was it? Did you go yesterday afternoon? Were you downtown? Did you watch the games downtown? Was it crowded? Was it worth it? Are you going tomorrow? Give me a review of Greenville yesterday. Got textures saying that Wolfman Jack was on American Graffiti. I think he was. The great movie American Graffiti. Let me see. So it looked like Georgia forgot to play defense. Look at the scores. Yeah, Georgia was a team that they would light it up offensively, but they had no chance defensively coming down the stretch. 6-5-4 roar. Let me get a couple more before Josh Williams. Jacob's in Greenwood. Jacob, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you.
I was going to get in as a North Carolina fan. You know, I went from about 11 minutes left in the second half feeling like, man, maybe we can play. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder, playing good defensively. And then I went from about 2 weeks ago thinking this is the best coaching job Hubert's done since he's been there to now last night in about the last 15 seconds or 30 seconds of game management thinking, man, he's going to go immediately.
Hey, Jacob, real quick, can I ask you a question? This is Mike. How in the world does a a diehard great Greenwood basketball coach become a Tar Heel fan. Uh-huh. Can you explain that, please?
Oh, Lord.
So my dad is from Gastonia, North Carolina, and he grew up in, at the time, the East Gastonia rivalry. Their middle school rivalry was East Gastonia and West Gastonia. And he said he remembers in the seventh grade walking in. At the time, he didn't know who it was, but two big old fellas walking in for the other team, and it was James Worthy and Sleepy Floyd. And
I mean, so that's almost as bad as Mickey being a Yankees fan.
Come on, man.
And so he grew up in North Carolina, and so I'm a North Carolina fan because of it. So
Eric Sleepy Floyd.
Yep. I just think it's – I don't see how, A, you don't call a timeout whenever we're up two. After Trimble misses the front end of a one-on-one, it goes out of bounds. You don't call a timeout when you have one. We get the five-second call. They go down and tie it up, and then you draw up a play with 8 seconds left that you can't even get a shot off.
Yeah.
Now, I think that Roy will potentially – I mean, not Roy, excuse me. I think Hubert will get another year. Simply, I think Caleb Wilson's injury might be his saving grace.
In a way, it worked out good for him. I was thinking about that. Like, yeah, because you can't – I mean, do you hold him accountable that he lost his very best player, the guy he signed, and he didn't get him? Like, because,
right,
you know, coming down the stretch, because they were good before that. So, do you hold him accountable for that? Yeah.
Right. Well, I just think that – I said whenever Roy hired that if Hubert was the best we could have got, you're full of me. But, anyways, I'll take your thoughts out the air. Do you think that they'll give him another year, or do you think he's on the hot seat?
Thank you.
And I'll take your thoughts out there. Thanks, Mickey.
I appreciate it. I think they go slow trigger finger, and one of the reasons – there's two reasons why. Number one, he is family, right? He's not an outsider. And number two, he's a likable guy. I like Hubert Davis.
He is a good guy.
I want him to win. I don't want him to win. I like Hubert Davis. But he's just – fact of the matter is, he's one of them, and they will give him a little longer leash, I feel like. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is going to talk Clemson-Iowa basketball. Also, upsets. We're going to talk about some trends and some basketball. Can't wait to do that. My great friends, Patterson Tax Service, doing your taxes for you. PATTX.com, PATTX.com. Get it done, man. You're inside of 4 weeks now. It's winding down. Every January, I start talking about this, and every January, I say it'll be here within no time. And now I'm telling you here in mid-March or late March now that it's just a few short weeks away, and it will sneak up on you. If you haven't done it, do it. Patterson Tax Service, make your appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. Drop your stuff off. PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. J-Dub talking Clemson-Iowa basketball after this.
Springtime is a great time for a new car, and State Credit Union is a great place to finance that new car. With rates as low as 4.25% APR and up to 90 days with no payment, you can drive what you love and keep some money in your pocket. To learn more, visit State Credit Union at 100 Pinnacle Street in Clemson and 12015 North Radio Station Road in Seneca. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar. Stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese. All stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selection ranges from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. So why wait? We have the new room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasily.com and start your home makeover today. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley, East Main Furniture. where style meets savings.
For over 40 years, Carolina Lawn and Tractor has delivered value you can trust. We're more than a John Deere dealer. Our full line of steel products means you get the right tool every time. Right now, get $50 off the BR600 backpack blower, $50 off mini steel chainsaws, and $50 off the steel BGA 50 blower. Parts and service are handled on site. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor at CarolinaLawnandTractor.com or 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors today.
The 2026 All-In Ball, presented by the Roar, is almost here. Join us on Friday, March 27th, as we go back to the future to raise funds for organizations doing life-changing work in South Carolina. Hop in your DeLorean and join Dabo's All-In Team Foundation for a fun night while making a difference in our community. Expect great food and drink, an impactful keynote speaker, iconic live and silent auctions, and more. Limited sponsorships and tickets are still available. Visit DabosAllInTeam.com for more information.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Serving the upstate for over 26 years, Estes Heating and Air is proud to have top-ranked Google star reviews, with homeowners raving about fast service, friendly technicians, and honest pricing. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, Estes delivers comfort and customer satisfaction every time. Their techs are highly skilled and personable, use the highest quality products, and will never sell you something you don't need. Join their hundreds of happy customers. Visit estesheatingair.com today for your no-obligation quote for repair, service, or maintenance.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
When the night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single tear. Just as long.
One guitar. It sounds like three guys playing guitar, doesn't it? That's amazing.
It's good stuff.
Is it Stephen Wilson?
Yeah, I think
Wilson?
It's Stephen.
Stephen Wilson Jr.? Oh, man, that guy's talented. Thanks for playing that, Mike. Yeah, I tell you, you're on top of it over there, buddy. You are spinning them today, buddy. Ingles, they're on top of their game right now. And I'll just tell you, if it's 85 degrees, look, you got March Madness going on. If you're at the house this weekend, grill them out. Get them done. Get some of those thick pork chops. Get those steaks flowing. Get those smells going around. Nothing like that barbecue smell in the backyard. My wife made some great barbecue chicken last night. I put some mayonnaise on the barbecue chicken sandwich. Oh, man. We're loving it. Go by and see Ingles. Deli department. Get the meats and seafood department. Get those sides. I do the Amish coleslaw. Oh, man, a potato salad, a little mustard in there. Oh, man, Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. Goodbye to some of my great friends at Ingles. You got me in a mood over here, Mike. Got me in a great mood with all this music today. J-Dub's got me in a good mood, too. Talking Clemson to NCAA basketball tournament. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Awesome. Clemson, Iowa. I keep saying. Oh, by the way, one quick text. We're talking about Eric Davis and someone. I mean, Hubert Davis. Someone talking about Eric Floyd. You might not remember this. Eric Sleepy Floyd from Gastonia, who was a star at Georgetown. And then we got a text saying Hubert Sleepy Davis. Is Hubert Davis done, Josh? The Tar Heels gonna give him another year. He did have the big injury there that hurt him. Is he done?
Yeah, I think the injury issues down the stretch, you know, gets him another year, I would think.
We'll see. All right, I have coined this phrase, the Rock Fight Bowl, that Clemson and Iowa will be one of these low-scoring, low-possession, defensive slugfest rock fights. And with that being said, it's going to be like 98-95 or something that we never expect. But this thing is pretty simple. You got to find some sort of way, somehow, some way, to slow down Bennett Sturts. And if you can do that, then you got a chance to beat Iowa. If he goes for 25 or 30, you lose. If he goes for 15, you win.
Yeah, I just just looking at the point totals, 128.5. I mean, that's and come down 2.5 to 3 points from where it opened. This game is projects to be not only in the 60s but the low 60s.
Yeah.
Iowa, 2.5 point favorite now. But, yeah, basically two of the four slowest teams in the tournament, and they're playing each other. Both good defensively. Obviously, both teams are top 30 in defense, but Iowa is a top 30 offense, mainly, like you said, because of Bennett Sturts. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. And, usually what Clemson likes to do and has helped them in some tourney matchups, they like to dictate the pace and keep teams out of transition. Well, Iowa plays slower than Clemson does, and they don't really look to get out in transition anyway, so that kind of negates that a little bit. But it comes down to basically defending the pick and roll. Clemson this year, traditionally played, obviously, a two big lineup. They've struggled against teams quite a bit. That do a lot of pick and roll, put the big guys in ball screens. Without Welling, the lineup construction is a little bit different, but it'll still hinge on that. You imagine Dylan Hunter starts as the primary defender on Sturts, and then we'll see kind of what happens after that. But, I mean, I was one that's been limping in to this as well. I mean, they've lost 4 out of 5. They're 3-7 in the last 10. And if there's one thing to really kind of – hang your hat on. 2-point defense for Iowa, they're 282nd. They allow basically 54% from 2-point. If you look at this teams they've played recently, a lot of these in this kind of bad stretch, Ohio State shot 74% from 2, Nebraska 63%, Michigan right about average 55%, but Penn State 67%, Maryland 71%, Wisconsin 64%. So that's the key. Clemson's got to use their advantage inside and get to the rim and not get three happy, which obviously has been an issue at times, and the guards have had plenty of struggles shooting it.
I made a statement earlier this week, and Sam didn't shoot me down. I'm going to ask you to shoot me down if you totally disagree with this, because it in one way you can say this might be the dumbest statement you've ever made, which is takes a long time to call roll in that class, but. But I believe in this now, and until you can talk me out of this. Normally, when you're seeing a close, defensive, two grinded out kind of teams, normally you're saying that rebounding, turnovers would be big. Neither team turned it over a lot. But neither team forces a ton of turnovers, I don't think. I think I'm right by saying that. But normally say rebound is important, except for this. Iowa doesn't pound the boards offensively. Like they get back and transition, and they're not a very good offensive rebounding team. Clemson's the same way, especially post Carter Welling. So it's not like that you're gonna see a ton of offensive rebounds anyway. It's like missed shot, and it's a one and done for the most part. So I made a statement that like in this game, rebounding is really not as important. Does that make any sense at all, or am I totally off base?
No, I mean like what you said, both teams want to deny transition, so they're not one that their offenses don't typically crash the boards.
Right.
They're looking to get back in transition and deny that. But obviously, neither of these teams particularly Iowa wants to run. Maybe Clemson tries to push it at times if they can and selectively. But
I asked Brad Brunell.
Yeah,
that.
It doesn't.
Like, I asked him on Monday, Josh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so yeah, you're right though that it doesn't. You know, the Welling injury won't hurt him as much on the boards in this one as it would in another type of matchup.
Yeah, I asked Brunell Monday night. We had a show and he joined us. And I said, how does this compare to Virginia, the old Tony Bennett days? Because one of the major things of facing Virginia was that you had to guard them for 28 seconds. And they were looking to score, they just wouldn't, but you'd guard them for 28 seconds. So it affects the offensive strategy because you're on defense for so long. It affects the offensive strategy and it affects you on the because you're worn down defensively. And he said, in that case, in this case too, we may look to get the first good shot that we get, we might take. Whereas against other teams, other set situations, we might not look as early at the shot clock as we might look against Iowa. Does that make sense?
That's good as long as you shoot it well. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you make them, let's do that. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Texture Matt got in, and I agree with this. I feel like that Godfrey could have a monster game here. That he's going to be a key. Points in the paint will be a key. You talked about a two-point game, but matchup-wise, physically matchup-wise, Iowa's got the big European kid, but I'm sure it's a true rim protector and a great offensive, great athlete down low, and really don't have a lot of size outside of him for the most part.
Right. Nick Davidson probably holds the key. I mean, obviously, Godfrey needs to play well, but you saw what Davidson could do in that North Carolina game. Kind of what you wanted and kind of halfway expected from, coming into the year. So, yeah, he holds the key just as much, but both guys need to have a good night.
All right. And outside of that, there's no chance on a Sunday. Florida's just a terrible matchup.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, they'd be playing volleyball off the rim and killing you on the boards. Yeah, it'd be a bad matchup.
I got to ask you about a bunch of – because there's some popular – everybody loves these popular upset stuff. A team I hear a little bit about, and I guess this is more of the Texas Tech health situation more than anything else, because I don't know anybody who knows a lot about Akron, but I get a little bit of Akron talk about upsetting the Red Raiders today.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most popular, upset picks coming into the tournament. Akron, third straight tourney appearance, veteran team there, coaching John Gross that's been there quite a bit, but I don't know. To me, it feels like one of those ones that's like super popular, but it ends up that the five seed ends up actually winning and maybe even winning comfortably. I just don't know, looking into Akron, they like to, they play this kind of switching defense, but, since Toppin has been injured for Texas Tech, the usage for the point guard, Christian Anderson, obviously had gone up quite a bit predictably. So, I mean, the Akron likes to run some kind of switching defense. Can they defend him in the pick and roll? Or do they try to hedge it and get it out of his hands? But the danger there is Texas Tech can really shoot it from three. Do the kind of a risk-reward situation there. Akron will do something similar. They'll put Texas Tech in ball screens all afternoon and use their guards and attack them as well. But, Akron really needs to have a hot shooting day and probably make double-digit threes to have a live shot to win. But, most popular one, but I like Texas Tech. I think they actually win and have a decent shot to cover, to be honest.
All right, Holloway pulls the bonehead, 2.1 pounds of marijuana, and won't play. I don't think we'll play, which might get some judge that might – they don't play until 3:15 today. Might get some judge to drop the charges. He might play. Who knows? But I hear a lot of Hostra. Is that a result of that, or is that just those heavy volume of threes for Bama? And we saw, like, with Duke last night, man, if you don't – Duke was awful from three for the first 35 minutes of the game. If you don't make threes, if you're Alabama, you might go down. Is that what I'm hearing about Hofstra?
Yeah, I think we can all agree this is the upset we probably want to happen.
Yeah.
Hofstra beating Bama. But, yeah, the Holloway suspension will be big. Maybe not as much in this one, but certainly if they win. But, Hofstra's going to score. Their guards can really shoot it. Like Bama, they create off the dribble. You threw the ball screens, and they're a good offensive rebounding team. And kind of both of these defenses kind of play drop coverage over screens where they try to deny the rim and let you shoot it over top. You know, Hofstra is obviously a little better defensively, but yeah, it'll come down to the 3-point line. And Hofstra will invite some 3-point attempts in order to protect the rim. So Bama will get their 30 plus 3-point attempts. It'll just come down to how well do they shoot it. They make 10, 12 of them. Yeah, it's probably not good. But if you get them on a bad shooting night and maybe a little frazzled with, you know, without Holloway playing, you know, you've got a live chance.
The final one, I hear this Northern Iowa stuff. I'm totally blowing this one off. And I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that's just because St. John's does struggle offensively at times. But with that said, Northern Iowa was 11-9 in the MVC, Missouri Valley stuff. Like, they had some awful losses throughout the season. But is that just a typical, like, Virginia, those old Bennett deals, is that, man, you play that great on defense, but you're not great on offense, and you limit your margin for error is smaller, I guess I could say. Is that a popular theme there, why we're seeing some Northern Iowa play?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the talk from Selection Sunday is, man, St. John's got underseeded, and they got shipped out to the West Coast. And really, on paper, they're probably drawing the strongest 12 seed. You know, St. John's is 19-1 in their last 20. But if what styles make fights. So, you know, Northern Iowa has a top 25 defense, and you brought up Virginia. They play a pack line defense like Tony Bennett's teams did at Virginia. So they make it hard to get it in the paint. They force you to shoot it over top, and they're a good transition defense, which, well, St. John's doesn't necessarily shoot it very well. They really want to get out in transition, so they're not as good in half-court offense. So that's the style of Northern Iowa should make this pretty competitive. But, obviously, St. John's has a huge athleticism advantage.
Yeah, offensive rebounds, man. The reason I say I just don't know if they can match up. I think St. John's, those second-chance points and just attacking the rim, man. Throw it up there and let those guys go make plays.
Yeah, if they, you know, if Northern Iowa can not be overwhelmed, by that swarming ball pressure of Pitino and St. John's, which, you know, Northern Iowa does have a pretty good point guard with some size. If he can hold up, you know, they've got a fighting chance. But if they're overwhelmed athletically, they'll be a paper tiger, and St. John's will probably end up winning pretty comfortably. But Northern Iowa has taken money most of the week, and it's down under 10 now.
Well, I'll say this. That's the typical example of styles, right? Like, looking at it, like, it's not a good matchup for St. John's compared to maybe some of the 12. So I think you made that great point there. All right, man. When we talk next week, we're talking Sweet 16. And that's where I can really get excited, because that's good basketball. We'll see some bad basketball yesterday and today, but I'm excited about that for sure. Great analysis, as always. And Furman cover tonight, 20.5. Can they cover? Against UConn?
I mean, they've got a fighting chance. I mean, they've got size. I mean, that would not shock me if they cover the 3 touchdowns.
I got you. Always the best, buddy. Always enjoy it. Learn so much every single Friday.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, Josh Williams. I got my ears on there. I'm writing and I'm recording, man. I'm trying to learn, and I learn something every single Friday from that one. Short break. We'll come back. We'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fish report right after this.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore. My husband Platt and I started AMPM Farms in 2020 with just 24 cows. Today we raise over 700 head of cattle on our 505-acre farm. The A, P, and M in AMPM, that's us. We do this for our 4 kids and for your family too. No vaccines, no hormones, no antibiotics, ever. That's real farm to table. Shop at our 3 store locations 7 days a week in Fountain End, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Tired of feeling sluggish? Healing and recovery too slow? Discover the power of peptides, cutting-edge compounds that help boost energy, speed up healing, improve sleep, support muscle recovery, and promote vitality from the inside out. Thousands are using Lowcountry Mail to transform their health, feel younger, and more alive. Right now, get half off your first month of peptide therapy. That's serious savings. Don't wait. Go to lowcountrymail.com and book now. Lowcountrymail.com. We know peptides.
It's bow time. The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe. Both have an Alaskan Pollock fish filet with Bo's famous seasoning, but the Deluxe tops it off with pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, and tartar sauce. Here for a limited time, so get yours today.
It's bow time.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2026? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
All season long, where the Tigers take the diamond, you hear it here.
Pitch, high drive, left field, way back, see you later, home run.
105.5 and 97.5 FM, The Roar, the flagship station of Clemson Athletics.
If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without.
One-time plumber, the name is the number. Look, the bottom line is you don't want to – I don't want to do like Uber pricing where it's like the higher volume, the more it's going to cost me. So I don't want it to be busy and all of a sudden now my plumbing prices are doubled. The price is the price. Locally owned, licensed, bond insured, Clemson graduates in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. One-time plumber, the name is the number. So no matter what might happen in your plumbing days, Mike, you're a handyman. Like you can do all kinds of stuff.
I do a little handyman stuff.
I'm amazed how you can do all that, man. But one thing, like, are you doing plumbing? Because that's hard.
I don't know. I don't do major plumbing. I can fix a toilet. I can do minor stuff.
I fixed my toilet the other day. I told you I added a bidet. Oh man.
Hey, but let me tell you something. If you got something, you got to get these guys.
One-time plumber.
Yeah.
The name is the number. No doubt about that. My wife will forbid me from talking about it on the air, but I added a bidet to our bathroom. And man, and she doesn't use it. I use it. Look, just take my advice, Mike. Bidet. All right? Bidet.
Oh, you're into it now?
Oh, yeah. I figured it out.
You're sold?
Oh, I figured it out.
But it was.
Have you ever used one?
It was an initial shock, though, wasn't it?
It was an initial shock when I first got that, buddy. Are you?
No, wait. Do you have do you have the warm line feeding into it, or you still just got the cold?
It's not cold. It's just room temperature. But the first jolt, I didn't like that. But I got it figured out. And here's the deal. The aim was off. That's a true story.
Wait.
My aim was off.
It's aim or your aim?
It's aim. Well, mine too. I guess I can adjust myself through all that. But my torrids was off. So now I got my torrids better. I'm just telling you, my wife's going to kill me for talking about this on the air.
There's so many bathrooms around where you
have
walk
you
into
one?
You walk into a whole country store in the bathroom and the sign that says, "We aim to please." Yeah. You aim to please.
I've never heard that one. I love that one. That's great. Have you ever used one?
Mickey, you're going to think I'm crazy, but, you know, I worked for Fujifilm in Greenwood for a few years, and I had the opportunity to travel to Japan, and that was my first experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was eye-opening.
Well, yeah. Hopefully closing, eye-closing too. It's just, I love it now. It's great. I don't love it. I just like being clean now. Anyway, with that said, starting 12:15 today, I'm going to fly down these. The Kentucky-Santa Clara game is in play. Kentucky's only a 2.5-point favorite over Santa Clara. You know, Santa Clara is an interesting study. In that West Coast Conference, forever it's been about Gonzaga and St. Mary's. Santa Clara's got something this year, 15-3 in the league, 26-8 overall. And Kentucky's one of these. They pay $22 million, and it just hadn't been a very good year. That's CBS from St. Louis, Missouri. Madam Chair Patterson, that is $62 get-in price right now. 12:40, True TV, 12-seat Akron, 5th-seat Texas Tech. Josh has talked about it. 7.5-point spread and from Tampa. So our Clemson guys will get a look at those guys in case you want to see that one. 1:35 TNT from San Diego, Long Island, and Arizona. This is the worst game of the tournament because Arizona's going to – they're a 30.5-point favorite, and it won't be close at any point in time. And then, of course, I didn't think Duke Siena was either. I'm telling you, man, Siena had every chance in the world to win that basketball game. And then the last of the first games today at 1:50, you've got TBS, Wright State and Virginia from Philadelphia. Virginia, 18.5-point favorite. I've got Virginia going – maybe Elite Eight. I like Virginia, man. I think Virginia's going to do some great things, no doubt. Let me get Greg in Greenwood. You know, I was thinking about you last night, Greg. I didn't watch the game. I woke up at about 2 in the morning. I checked the scores, and I'm wondering, how was the post-game show on Bulldog Radio Network last night?
I have no idea. Yeah. No idea. Yeah. I was up. I was with some guys, but we weren't really. The game was in the background, but I obviously didn't put my eyes on it too much. I didn't want to blind myself. But what do you do with? I mean, so we've always talked about the mirror that kind of Georgia and Clemson have with basketball, kind of looking in the mirror and looking at each other. But you know, Georgia. Regular season got to 7th in the SEC, which is good. You can't. I mean, what? But he's had two horrible first round games. So of course you're not talking about firing a guy. But what do you take away from as a Georgia fan? Do you just accept it because you really just get into the dance at least, and you don't really have that. You know, we talked the once every 3 years is.
Yeah,
we're probably once every 4 years.
Well,
a little bit behind Clemson than that. So
I'm going to tell you, I saw Clemson basketball fans here when Oliver Purnell got Clemson back to the NCAA tournament, and they went 3 straight years, and then Clemson didn't do anything in them, and people were down on him. And I was like, wait a minute, man, this guy's doing things never been done before. I told you, here's the thing about Mike White is that only two basketball coaches in Georgia history. Have won more 21 seasons, or had more 21 seasons, and only two have gone to more NCAA tournaments. I mean, I'm sorry, only one. Jim Herrick, Hugh Durham's the only guy to ever do it in Georgia to have more NCAA tournaments and more 21 seasons. But like you said, I mean, last year against Gonzaga, you get beat by 21, and then last night, 25.
And they have a Yeah, I mean, Gonzaga has a rich basketball history. You kind of accept that.
Yes.
But last night, gosh.
Yeah, and the thing is that it's not like he's done well in the SEC tournament either. You know, so what is it? You run out of gas? I mean, you're building, but still.
Is he a guy with a low ceiling but a high floor? Is he, I mean, is that who Mike White is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It does hurt. The Florida thing does hurt you because you feel like if he's not good enough for Florida, but he's good enough for us, then that does hurt a little bit. But with that said, too, then maybe, and I get this all the time with Brad Brunell, people talk about, man, at Clemson, y'all don't know what you've got, and that you look at your history kind of a thing. And so, and that does make sense. I mean, look at Georgia, historically speaking, and White's doing some things that have never been done there before, you know, or hadn't been done in a long, long time.
Historically speaking, if you got a coach from Florida that wasn't good enough, but that still doesn't mean he's not good enough for Georgia.
That's true. It's true.
I mean, just being straight up, you know.
It's the last time in 25 years. It's the first time in 25 years that you've gone to back-to-back tournaments.
So, of course, we're not going anywhere with him. We're going to, you know, we're pulling for him and all that. But you kind of like next year you want to hopefully see a little bit better at the end of the year.
I still think you're building, though, too, because that's one of the things like with Brunell that in those years like 10, 11, and 12, whatever, we're still very, very early in this Mike White thing. That was year four.
Right. You know,
it's only three other times in school history did you go to back-to-back NCAA tournaments, and he's done that. So there are some things in there. But yeah, it's like anything else, though, Georgia Greg. If a team goes 0-12 in football, all they want to do is win a game. If you go 3-8, all you want to do is win four games. But, you know, 6-6, I just want a winning season. You know, if you go 8-4 long enough, I mean, I got to get to 10 wins. If you go 10 wins long enough, I got to win 12. I got to, you know, there's always steps. And I still think he's taking steps, it feels like.
I agree with that. You know what I think he does need off season? I think he needs to get an assistant who knows how to teach people defense. They got to start playing defense.
Yeah, it was not good. Take the over when Georgia played basketball this year. Over, over, over. Pound the over.
Absolutely.
That game was over. I'm looking at the highlights now on ESPN. That game was over
early.
Very early.
It was
nice. It was nice, though, that Georgia figured out when you start that late at night that, hey, at least you get to go to bed earlier. So, very, very cordial of Georgia to do that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're done. When do y'all play today?
6:50.
Good luck to you.
We appreciate it, buddy. Thanks a lot. We're on the baseball. We're on the Georgia
baseball.
It'll
probably be 7:30.
Oh, no. They're 6:50. They'll start on time because that's the first of the second sesh.
Oh, second sesh. I got you.
Yeah.
The second of the seshes.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, with the women's game starting, will those be she seshes?
From the she shed?
Yes. That's what they need to call Colonial Life Arena, the she shed. And tomorrow will be she seshes by the seashore. 654 Roar, Tiger Diagnostic Phone Lines. Man, we got a ton of texts I hadn't even touched today. Texter 0800 says, odds Hubert's fired. Fans want him gone. Again, here's my thought. It's too early, I think. And you just lost your best player. If Wilson would not have been hurt, would they have made it deeper? And the answer is yes. And I don't know if you can hold a guy responsible for an injury. And the other thing is, like, he has done some things. In year one, he took them to the national championship game. And in year three, he went to the Sweet 16. So it's only been 5 years. And here's the thing. He's won 20 games every single year. And I know that's not what Tar Heel fans are wanting. That's not the goal there. But how do you fire a guy who he's 68-30 in the ACC? He's 125-54. He's won 20 games every single year. He's been in the NCAA tournament in three out of the 4 years. He went to the national championship game, went to Sweet 16. Like, I don't think you can fire that. It's not good. But, and he's one of you. He's one of the, he's a family member. He's part of the family. We're like, then we go against the family. I don't know. I think he survives.
I do too. I agree with you.
Hey, my great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Texas said, by the way, Hubert's press conference was so bad, I thought it was AI generated. Oh, man, that's when you know it's bad. My great friends at Prime Lending are going to take care of you with your mortgage. Mike, your next mortgage you sign, you got to have three estimates. You don't have to, but get three estimates. Get three quotes. If one of the three is Prime Lending, I guarantee you they're going to separate us, A, in rates, and then B, in their customer service. You're going to love Prime Lending. Check them out online. Mark Hawkins and his great team, PrimeLendingSC.com. 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you. Third and final hour. Mike Vaughn, Mickey Plotter, getting you ready for the weekend in the final hour of the week right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.